Believe me, I've told him. Steve, this is not your Spartacus moment.
It's Thursday, and I'm glad to have you along for the conversation. We'll talk more about Joe Biden's announcement. Strange video, dark and divisive video, playing the race card right out of the... It's just strange. We'll talk about that coming up in hour number three. But we want to take a closer look at some of the things the president is doing now with regards to the opioid crisis in America. Joining me, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Good to be back with you.
Good to have you here. All right, so a lot of noise out there. And under the cover of all this noise in the swamp and so forth, there's actually things that get done, important things that get done, believe it or not. A lot of people don't realize that, but I know you do. And one of those things, the president focusing on the 70,000 people or more that died last year from opioids. And in just the last year, as a result of some overhauls, the number of prescriptions for opioids in America was reduced by 25%. People don't realize that. But tell me your thoughts on some of these things that are going on and ending the opioid crisis.
Well, that's the reason why we passed last term a 70-bill package, which included two of my own. In that package, it was signed by the president on the opioid heroin abuse issue that touched so many areas related to that that plague in our country, both in education, pharmaceuticals, regulatory issues, law enforcement issues, and the like, to try to get a handle on it and really go after the problem. And we had hoped that it would have impact. It's exciting to see the impact that's already being felt in a very positive way, and the president has the ability to talk about it. I remember being at the press conference or at the signing of the bill with him and Melania, and there was a buoyancy in the room because, frankly, you and probably many of your listeners know that the president doesn't even drink alcohol, so he believes that his high comes from life itself. And I think he wants to see that the case for America as well. So, no, it's exciting that he can go around the country now and say, listen, this is what we did. If you give us an opportunity and you encourage my Democrat colleagues to get on board and stop all of this stuff about impeachment and goofy investigations that are based upon nothing except politics, we can solve some other things as well.
Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice if they would focus on policy? But you got the waddler, Jerry Nadler, out there, and you've got little Adam Schiff. I mean, and these they have nothing else to sell, of course. I mean, what else are they going to sell to the American people? They've got Trump's a bad guy, and they've got fear and free stuff. That's what they've got, fear and free stuff. What else are they going to talk about?
Yeah, and I think you're going to find out those are the wrong things to talk about with the majority of Americans, independents as well, who say, wait a second, I paid for my college education. I paid off my loan debt.
Oh, speaking of that.
I paid off my kids' loan debt.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Congressman, I want your help with this, because if that goes through and college debt is forgiven, then I want my tuition reparations backdated with interest. I want my tuition reparations, and I want – what are you laughing about? This is important to me.
You know, I mean, that's the type of thought that ought to be there. Loans that have been taken out to improve the economy, for instance. A lot of our small businesses who stepped up the plate to supply jobs to others, my gracious, the government ought to say thank you by paying off their loan debt. No, it's ridiculous, and the Democrats are picking this up. And I talked to a high schooler yesterday who was in the town hall meeting, asked a question about that very thing of free tuition, free college education for the first 2 years at community college. And I explained to him what that meant, and you could see in his eyes he got it. He understood it. And I think you're going to find a lot of others looking at what they're asking, what they're offering, is just simply a sucker bet to encourage people to vote for them on the basis of gimme, gimme, gimme.
Exactly.
But I don't think it'll work.
Fear and freedom. I mean, what do they want to do, go back to the Obama economy, 1% growth, resurgent Obamacare? And, of course, you know, people don't focus on this, but they should, because 2010, Barack Obama and the Democrats took over student loan and the loan, the lending procedures. And as a result of that, they're bankrupting the entire system, because you've got one government entity loaning money to a person who then spends it with another government entity, likely if it's a state university or college, and the prices have gone up, and the cost of doing business is ridiculous. And the Democrats sit there and scream about the high price of higher education. Well, good Lord, maybe the government should get out of the business of giving money to kids, which they never should have been in the first place, and give it back to the private institutions so you hold people accountable, and then the cost of college might be brought under control. But call me crazy, I'm a fiscally responsible individual.
Well, we'd also might promote the idea that not everybody needs to go to a four-year institution. They can have a better job for their sweet spot with no student loan debt and a trade that they are able to have a professional life in the rest of their life if they choose that, and probably have opportunities from their businesses itself to be upgraded in their training as they go along. And you've never seen an active plumber out of work or electrician out of work.
Ever.
And today, if you can find a machinist and tool and die maker,
yeah, good luck.
They've got a job. So, I mean, and there's a lot of young people that are going to be totally bored and frustrated that they ever went to a university and got the education, that the major that they got, and then they get out in it. And say,
yeah. Well,
oh,
just yesterday, I stood in my front yard yesterday talking to a guy who runs an excavation company. I said, what are your challenges? He goes, same thing as everybody else. We have a bunch of lazy people. This generation, unbelievable, he said. I can't find anybody. He goes, I finally found one kid. He's 15 years old. He works his tail off. I can't find anybody. They're so lazy in this generation, they don't work. That was his take on it. He runs an excavation company, successful company, over 35 years. Said he can't hire anybody because there's nobody available. Nobody wants to work, he says. And that is a big problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if we look at our entire social safety net policy, reform that, and give disincentive to use a social safety net unless you're disabled or down on your luck for a short time, and we discourage people from not working, all of a sudden you'll find a lot of people like you and me that find that work is a wonderful thing, and it makes your vacation,
of course it is,
time off even better because you've been productive. And, oh, by the way, now you control the destiny of your life in many ways.
So yeah, there is that. You work hard, you play hard. That's why always been the motto of people, right? Work hard and play hard. That's the American thing.
Right. It's a wonderful way to live, and we need to promote it to our young people.
Absolutely. I ask you, any idea who's going to run for U.S. Senate here in this state? Just thought I'd throw it out there for sport.
Have no idea yet. Waiting to hear if John James is going to throw his hat back to the ring.
Yeah,
active candidate, but we'll see how it goes. Right now, it's just finding out if Biden's going to run.
Biden's in the race. I mean, if you haven't seen this video, Congressman, it is, you know, the first thing out of the chute, play the race card, show video of Americans battling Americans in the streets. I mean, it's awful. I mean, it's certainly no Ronald Reagan, I'll tell you that. Anyhow, I'll give you the last word.
No, that's absolutely true. And again, we've got the top of their heap, two old white guys. I mean, old white guys who don't understand the greatness of America. And one who, point blank, is proud of the socialist. The other is a closet Democrat socialist. But again, will you feel confident putting the hands of America that is now on track and growing economically in the hands of Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders? Absolutely not.
Then
no you
look chance.
At all the other ones behind
no
them
chance.
Who, point blank, don't have experience. No record of success.
They don't have a clue, Congressman. And you're exactly right. You've nailed it. Congressman Tim Walberg, we got to leave it right there, my friend. Got to run for today. Always good having you here.
Good to be with you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra bucks is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.